This week on Song Backstory, Cherie Curry talks about the Runaways' 1976 hit, Cherry Bomb.
The Friday Review.
With Jacinta Parsons and Brian Nankervis on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
We'd love to go back to your audition for The Runaways. And am I right in thinking that the manager, Kim Fowley, and Joan Jett actually wrote Cherry Bomb with you in mind for your audition?
Well, they had asked me to learn a Suzy Quatro song. And I was a huge Quatro fan, of course, listening to Your Mama Won't Like Me. I had that album. And I don't know if it was my Dean Martin roots or what it was that I picked Fever, which was not the right choice as far as the girls were concerned. They wanted probably me to pick something like Can the Can or Your Mama Won't Like Me or something. And I picked Fever. So they were not happy about that. So Kim took Joan into the house, and in 20 minutes they walked out. And Kim had written these amazing lyrics. What he thought I was, I guess. And I auditioned for the band singing that song that he wrote right on the spot. Kind of interesting, isn't it?
When you first heard that song, I'm sure it would have been impossible to imagine the great journey that that song actually eventually took you on.
Very, very true. It happened very fast. And, of course, the corset, you know, that was my idea. I think that kind of catapulted that song onto the front page of a lot of magazines, that white corset. But I never in my wildest dreams expected that song to last as it has, especially with Guardians of the Galaxy using it in their film. Opened up the door to a new generation of fans, young people that just love Cherry Bomb. And I'm so glad that I was the first to sing it.
Do you ever try and work out what it is? What is the sort of the nub of that song that has made it such a classic?
Lyrically, it's a teenager's dream to be that independent and sing something like that. And there's always a bit of fight in all of us teenagers. I don't know if it's the teenage angst in all of us that brought out that raw kind of gritty coolness that song has always had, the three chords and the, as Kim Fowley would say, the do, 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 do. It's just one of those catchy tunes that everyone loves. This is Cherie Curry, and you might remember me from The Runaways. And I'd like for you to listen to our number one song in the band, Cherry Bomb.